Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is March the 26th, and our Bible reading portion is from the first book of Samuel, chapters 19 to 21, Signs of a True and Lasting Friendship. We read in 1 Samuel chapter 20, verses 16 and 17 like this. So Jonathan made a covenant with the house of David, saying, "Let the Lord require it at the hand of David's enemies." Now Jonathan again caused David to vow, because he loved him, for he loved him as he loved his own soul. It was right after David's victory over Goliath that he got a chance to appear before King Saul to introduce himself as a son of Saul's servant. Listening to David was a young man by the name of Jonathan, who was the eldest son of King Saul and the heir apparent to the throne of Israel. This is the beginning of a true and lasting friendship that would blossom, and we can already see two signs of this friendship when we read 1 Samuel chapter 18 verse 1 that reads like this. Now when he had finished speaking to Saul, the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. The first sign is that there is a real bonding between two people, where we read the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David. The second sign is that the love for the other person is as much, if not more, than self-love. And we read here like this, Jonathan loved him as his own soul. The third sign of a true and lasting friendship is that one person will defend and speak well of the other person in his absence. In the case of Jonathan, he defended David before his father. And this is what we read in 1 Samuel chapter 19 verse 4. Thus Jonathan spoke well of David to Saul his father and said to him, "Let not the king sin against his servant, against David, because he has not sinned against you, and because his works have been very good towards you." The fourth sign of a true and lasting friendship is a willingness to do whatever the other person desires for his well-being. And we read in 1 Samuel chapter 20 verse 4 like this. So Jonathan said to David, "Whatever you yourself desire, I will do it for you." From the reading of verses 14 and 15, it is clear that Jonathan believed that David would be the king of Israel in his place. However, he reaffirmed his friendship to David, even though he realized that David would soon replace his father as the king of Israel in his place. This kind of unselfish devotion is the fifth sign of a true and lasting friendship. When Prince Jonathan made a covenant with the house of David, he was sealing a long-lasting relationship through which he treated the commoner David as a member of his own family with loyalty, dignity, and devotion. Thus, the sixth sign of a true and lasting friendship is when one person treated the other person on equal status and footing, even though both would originate from different background. This everlasting covenant between Jonathan and David would be later remembered by David when he would become the king of Israel and would provide for Mephibosheth. David and Jonathan shared a rare and valuable friendship. Both honored their pledge of friendship during a time when their relationship was severely tested. Their bond serves as a model for us today who need and seek healthy relationships with others. At the very foundation of a true and lasting friendship is trust and loyalty, which were the basis of David and Jonathan's friendship. Why else would a royal prince risk friendship with a rural shepherd boy who was an enemy of his own family? We all need true friends in our lives who will uphold us when we tend to fall down in our life's journey. Charles Colton has once said like this, "True friendship is like sound health. The value of it is seldom known until it is lost." Friendship doesn't make us wealthy, but true friendship will reveal the wealth within us. Real friendship may call for sacrifices, just as Jonathan ultimately lost his relationship with his father Saul in order to fulfill his pledge to David. A true and lasting friendship is one of the things that is worth paying dearly for. As we read in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 17 like this, "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." And again we read in Proverbs chapter 18 verse 24 like this, "A man who has friends must himself be friendly, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother."